everybody. Thanks so much for joining us for another episode of Why You Worried About It. We are on a journey towards a better you. I'm Lindsay Bush. I'm HR Director with Country Crossroads.
And hey, everybody, I'm Susie Arbo, a licensed professional counselor, and we're so happy that you guys joined us today.
That's right. We're super excited. We are enjoying the summer. I know Susie has been posting a lot. I've been seeing all of her pool in like summertime gloriousness, and I am so jealous of all your beauty. She has the best backyard. Like, it's so much fun. I'm so jealous of all your pictures lately.
Oh my goodness. Well, you know what? It's summertime, and I feel like for a lot of people, you know, it's filled with, you know, time off, sometimes vacations, sporting activities. You know, there's a lot of things that go on, you know, in the summer. And so we just kind of thought today that we would actually talk about our mental health and summertime and what are some good things, some positive things that you should do during the summer to kind of keep your mental health in check. And so we thought we'd just share a couple tips with everybody. And some of it is there's things that, you know, we live, Lindsay, and some of it is just kind of research based, what we know that is good for us. And that's kind of what the show is all about always, is how can we better ourselves and our life?
Yep. All together too. Like, I know we everybody lives such different lives, but I feel like everybody's always, even though everybody has so much different things going on, everybody's always saying how busy they are. Like, it seems like, I know everybody's lately to me, they're like, oh, it's summertime. I thought it was going to be slower. Life was going to slow down. And it's like, life does not, I don't know about everybody else, but I've not heard anybody be like, oh yeah, we relax all the time and we're doing all the, like, there's none of that. I'm just not seeing it. So I feel like that now more than ever, everybody needs it, because even though it's summer and you think, you know, it's supposed to be leisurely and all this relaxing vacations, I don't think that's really the reality of most people's lives. So throwing in some tips and tricks on how to sneak that stuff in there is probably going to be really good. I know I need it. So I'm excited to hear what you have to share with us too.
Absolutely. You know, this isn't COVID anymore, when life is just kind of at standstill and you have like no, you know, no reason to go out and do things. So you have to be very intentional about it. And so the first thing, the first tip, if you will, is just embracing the outdoors. You know, I know right now we're in Missouri and, you know, it is humid as all get out. It's in the 90s. It's crazy. You know, the other night we took the company to a Royals game and it was hot and we were all sweating the whole time and whatever. But actually, it is so good for our mental health to be outside, to take in the vitamin D. And our bodies, we really need a lot of vitamin D. And if you're not able to get outside, even taking the supplement of vitamin D has a huge impact on our mental health. In fact, some psychiatrists say taking up to 4,000 units a day is really healthy and good for you. So if you're not getting outside, your body might need that. Also the fresh air. Even if you're not into the humidity and whatnot, even first thing in the morning, getting up and going for a little walk, or, you know, at night when it starts to cool down, can be really helpful. Even just sitting outside with a little cup of coffee or ice water or something like that can be really, really helpful. You know, Lindsay, you mentioned the pool and being in our backyard and whatnot. And I will tell you one thing too, you don't have to have a in-ground, you know, crazy, awesome pool. You can go to Walmart and pick one up for a couple $100. I know that's what we do every year. And you know what? It does the same job. It gets our body wet. It gets our body moving, and it feels so good just to soak and whatnot in it. We have the same thing with our little Amazon pop-up hot tub. Like, it is, we call it being redneck. You know, we're in the country, rural life. And so we kind of like to make a joke about that, but really you can do this really inexpensively and it's good for you.
Driving around today, literally just went down, I don't know, it doesn't matter what road, and there was one of those little like kiddie pools that, like, tiny, like a foot tall off the ground, you know, like for baby toddlers. And there was a little guy out there, naked as a jailbird, having the best time of his life. Like, it was back in the back of the house, like you couldn't see anything. I don't want to try to get a family in trouble or anything, but it like made my heart so happy, because these little kids were out there just living their best lives, like tiny little tots. So I mean, they, no, kids don't care either. Moms and dads out there that are struggling, trying to like do these things that maybe you think you have to have the best of the best, really kids just want to have fun. They want to be with you and be in the moment, get some water balloons, like just have that kind of
sprinkler.
Fun. But yeah, you don't have to spend a ton of money. And I love that you shared about getting in the air and the vitamin D. So right now, if everybody can tell, I do some fireworks stuff, and I am driving a van, and I had to change my mindset. Okay. Because it's like you said, Missouri, 90 degrees plus, humidity is terrible. Well, the van that I have to drive this year, the AC decided to stop working. And this was on the hottest day. We had three tents set up. So like, we were going. But literally, I never am one that will drive with the windows down ever. I don't know. The wind stresses me out. I can't hear my music very good, all those things. I have been living my best life in a van with my windows down, enjoying the breeze and like the sunshine. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's because I know I have to be in it right now, but there is something that I just feel good. So I don't know. I can attest right now that that is not new, normally my MO. I am like an AC girl through and through, but it has been so nice. And I'm just embracing the, it, I mean, whatever, what am I going to do about it? So yeah, why am I worried about it? So I'm just going to embrace the sunshine and the breeze right now. So I love that you're sharing that because it is totally hitting right now for me.
I love that so much. And even the other night when we were riding the bus and the air wasn't working great and it was a million degrees and that we call the party bus now old hot box. But the funny thing is that we were with a whole group of therapists, right, and mental health people, and we were able to reframe that whole evening just like you're doing, Lindsay, as you know what. I kept saying we're detoxing our body because we're sweating, we are burning calories, we are feeling better because we're kind of in the heat. And then think how much more we're gonna appreciate when we are in a nice day or have cooler weather, air conditioning, that kind of stuff. So it's all about mindset, right? Okay, another little tip for this summer for our mental health is staying social, but also being intentional, because sometimes people kind of they can kind of go in their own little shell and really kind of not maybe take time to do those things that maybe they want to do with loved ones or friends and whatnot. So even just putting a couple things that are maybe summerish kind of activities on your calendar with friends or family, and just kind of so you know that you're going to connect with others. And that's one of our coping skills as humans is just being with positive people and spending time doing, activities or something that you enjoy. That is, even if it's a cup of coffee, maybe at a coffee shop or a porch, a patio, going on an ice cream run, any of those things can be summerish, but also good for our mental health.
Yep. I'm a big believer in the old hot dog too. Don't feel like if you're having a barbecue, you have to go all crazy for it. Grill some hot dogs. Have some fun with your kids. Everybody loves that. So there are so many fun, like free or cheap ways to have a good time and to spend time with people.
Yep, absolutely. Another little tip for summer is just kind of building a healthy routine. And when there isn't school and there isn't a structure and there isn't a schedule, sometimes people kind of go into that mode of really not being productive or not really doing things. And then they look back and they're like, gosh, what did I do this week? Like, what did I get done? So even just, not letting that summer kind of time frame throw you off, more of like kind of have an idea. You know what? Even if I want to sleep in a little bit more, that's okay. Sleep in, but then get up and get going. Make a to-do list at the beginning of your day. Kind of eat at the same time every day. I know Merle and I get in this big thing of when it's darker or when it stays light out longer, and then it's easier to like eat later, at night and stuff. And that's not always the best thing for our bodies. So try to kind of keep in mind having that routine is really, really good for us. It's really actually a positive thing. We as humans thrive off of structure.
Yeah, I know that hits home with my little ones right now. I've got a 10-year-old that loves to play his video game, so I try to always be very mindful of making sure I've got some kind of activity planned, whether he wants to do it or not. We're gonna go outside, or you're gonna go with me to the store or something, where you're not sitting in our room like little hermits for days upon days, like he would like to do. So that's definitely good tips to make sure we're getting those little guys out of the house still.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. And then another tip is protecting your peace. And basically kind of what that one is about is, it's okay to say no to things as far as if it feels like, somebody invites you to something and it just sounds draining to you. Like maybe you're an introverted person and they're having this big summer party and whatever, but maybe for you it just sounds like it's too much or too draining or not your cup of tea. It's okay to have some of those boundaries and say, I'd love to meet up with you for coffee later, but I'm probably not going to make the party. Even just kind of protecting your boundaries, prioritizing your rest. And so sometimes that can be really, really, really powerful too, is getting your sleep and just be having your downtime too. So this is kind of the season for that. But Lindsay, you kind of started saying, and it's so true, is people are just busy, busy, busy. So regardless of the season.
Yes, it's hard. And when you are going, And then you have kids with all the energy in the world that want to keep going, going, going. It's okay to tell them no. Like, nope, we're not going to do that. We're going to stay home, stay inside. Or, and after I just said, no, make sure you're getting your kids out. But I know with mine, they're in sports and stuff too. So it's like, sometimes it's just good to be at home. Like, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yep, absolutely. Some of my favorite nights, we're traveling so much lately, here and there and everywhere. It's like some of my favorite nights are just a little side-by-side ride, jumping in the pool, grilling, and just going to bed. Like that sounds like a perfect night to me. So, okay, so I've got a couple questions here, some kind of summer check-in questions. We always kind of want to give people a call to action and something to kind of work on. So here's one of the questions, okay? What's giving me energy right now?
I'm not supposed to say Monster energy drink. We're still not supposed
Yeah, coffee, Red Bull, no. Yeah. What's giving me energy? Okay, the next one is, what do I need more or less of this summer?
Okay.
Okay, kind of interesting, something to ponder. And then, who helps me feel like myself? So, who in my life, makes me feel like myself? I love that. So, kind of think on those and ponder, and we'll go ahead and we'll write these too when we post this episode so that people can kind of see them and kind of ponder on them. But with that, those are just kind of some things to think about. If you've got things on your kind of summer bucket list, get those calendared and get those kind of scheduled so that you can, when August rolls around, it's going to sneak up before we know it, you can look back at your summer and say, you know what, I took time for myself. I did the things that I wanted to do, and really kind of feel that you maximized your summer, because we only get so many trips around the sun, right? And so make every one of them count and enjoy it. So some little following, I guess, kind of tips would be hydrate, wear your sunscreen, that kind of stuff, move your body, laugh, enjoy your loved ones, and take care of your mental health this summer.
I love that. Those are good. And it made me think of a meme or something I saw on the internet at one point. And this is for some of the parents out there, you only I read this and it like totally hit home. You only have 18 summers with your kids. And that to me, when you quantify it, it makes it like, oh my gosh, I have a 14-year-old and a 10-year-old. And like, so it just, I don't know, that hits home for me. So making it meaningful and impactful for them, like, spend the time with the ones you love. And make sure that it does, like I said, it doesn't have to be vacations. You don't have to be going to Mykonos and all these crazy, amazing things that you see on TV, but just being mindful. They just want to spend time with you. So have fun. Yeah.
Yep.
But yes, thank you, Susie, so much for all the tips. I definitely need to hear those things because I know my summer has been crazy. But we absolutely love having everybody hearing the feedback that you guys give us about the show. I love hearing people say, we listen to you every Thursday on the way to work or wherever they're going, and we love to have people share ideas of topics. We've also got a couple people that have reached out and they're like, hey, this person would be great on the show. Please let us know. We would love to hear that. So you can find us at Facebook. We're super easy. It's Country Crossroads Counseling is our Facebook, and then that's the same for our website, countrycrossroadscounseling.com. Again, we'd love to hear from you, and we just appreciate you being on this journey with us.
Absolutely. We love you guys, and we'll see you down the trail.